Let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Ed, good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. We've got the quarterfinals of the Luplan Conference basketball tournament tonight. Adams Central getting set to take on Wood Rivers. I spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. And, Coach, I know it's always a goal to win the Luplan Conference tournament. Obviously, your kids are going after it again this year.
Yeah, we're excited. We feel good about our draw that we got. You know, we've played some good teams recently, and we just hope that we continue to get better. You know, this is the next step.
Coming as the number two seed here, I'll tell you what, there's three or four teams that could possibly win this thing.
Oh, I think there's five. I think any of the top five teams could win this. I think, you know, Donovan, Kearney Catholic, Ord, Ravenna, and us, all are very good teams. And I would take the top five in our conference against any other conference that's, you know, C1, C2 schools.
What's it take to win this thing?
Well, for us, and we said it all year, it's got to start on the defensive end. I'm anxious to see how we play tonight on the defensive end because I thought against Lexington we kind of took a step backwards a little bit on the defensive side of the ball. And so defense and rebounding, we feel we have good offensive players and we believe in our system, but you got to defend, you got to board, and if we do that, I think we'll be okay.
Because of the weather earlier this week, things have kind of condensed. You play three games in a row now. Will that have any bearing on this tournament?
We're excited about that. I mean, anybody who has a goal to make it to the state tournament, I think, would be excited about it because it gives you kind of a preview of what it's going to be like. Because if you're going to go to Lincoln and you're going to do anything, you got to play 3 days in a row. So we're kind of excited about it.
I was going to say, that's a kind of a prelude to a state tournament type of atmosphere. Naturally, you play this game here, and then we move on to a Gibbon for the next two games, hopefully. And that's just a good prerequisite to the state tournament.
Definitely. You know, and you talk about goals, and obviously one of our big goals is to win the conference tournament again. Then obviously to get back to Lincoln again. So we're just excited about this time of year. I think we have six games in 9 days, and I think we'll play six teams in a row. They're rated if we win tonight, and so we're just excited about it. I think if you're a competitor, you're excited about that kind of situation.
It's been a week since you've been on the floor. Like you said, your last game against Lexington, a 66-60 win. Talk about that ballgame.
Well, we told our kids that Lexington plays a very tough schedule, and you cannot look at their four wins and think, well, they're just going to show up and get beat. And I think some of our players, and they've told me this, they didn't believe us as coaches. Basically, they just thought, well, we'll just show up and we'll roll them. And Lexington has some very athletic kids, and they've played some very good teams close. They almost beat Kearney High. They almost beat Lincoln Pius X, who's in the top five in Class B. And I think we learned some lessons there. And after the game, we talked about how we think it could be a blessing in disguise. And I guess we'll see how this week goes. But I think we learned some lessons in that game.
It could be very similar tonight. You face a team that you beat earlier this year by 45 points during the regular season in the first month of the season. So, obviously, this is kind of a scary game for us too, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Wood Rivers won 10 ball games. I mean, anybody who's at our first game who thinks, well, they're bad, they've won 10 ball games, and Coach Lindsey's done a good job. They have some very athletic kids. Cooper Wissing's a great player. Ryan Powell's a great player. We're going to have to be ready to go, definitely. And they have pride. And, you know, if you get beat by 45, you're going to come back and you're going to want to prove that that was kind of a fluke. So we better be ready to go tonight.
You haven't been on the floor for a week. Is that a concern?
Oh, I don't think so. I think we talked about how, you know, this time of year, you're not going to have many breaks. This is kind of the calm before the storm, as I said, you know. We're not going to have much practice time from here on out. It's going to be play, 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 and against quality competition. So kind of a measuring stick for where we're at right now.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Wood River as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster's ball club getting ready to take the floor here tonight against Wood River. Coach, this team, 10-7, as you mentioned, they're coming off of a win last night. They beat Centura 64-49, but it's also a team that's won three out of the last four. So maybe playing with a little bit more confidence than what you saw earlier in the year.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, early you'll see some scores that are kind of misleading at times, and I think they've gotten better throughout the year. They got some older guys to play, and, you know, we played well that night shooting the basketball, and it kind of snowballed on them early. And, you know, I think I feel good about how we're going to play, but I know Wood River is going to come back and play with more energy, more passion, and we got to be ready for that.
Ryan Powell, you mentioned him before the break. He's a kid who scored 21 points in the ball game last night against Centura. Talk about him as a player.
He is a very athletic guard. He's a great shooter. You cannot let him have his feet set and have a clean look because, I mean, in the games I've seen, I've probably watched him 10 times in the last couple of years. We played him twice last year also. If his feet are set, he's a 50% three-point shooter. I mean, he is a great shooter, very athletic, good defender. So he's one of those guys you can't lose. I mean, if you lose him, he's going to knock it down.
Cooper Wissing is the other guy that's averaging in double figures, 11 points and 9 rebounds per game. We've known that Wissing name around the Wood River area. This is a good bunch up there.
Yeah, definitely. He's very athletic. He's been one of the best inside players in our conference for two or three years now. Great offensive rebounder, very physical, and so you just got to account for him all the time. You got to make sure you put a body on him because if you don't, he'll go get the offensive rebound.
They don't score a lot of points. In the upper 40s, basically, the lower 50s is where they want to play. So getting off to a good start here tonight and maybe forcing the pace a little bit, is that the key for us tonight?
Well, definitely. We want to play our way. I mean, our brand of basketball, we talk about we like to run, we like to spread it, we're going to shoot a lot of threes and get the game up and down. And if we get it in that tempo tonight, I think it's going to be good for us.
Okay, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. We've got the starting lineups, the play-by-play description up next. Wood River and Adams Central tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow-smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven-roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-thru, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smokin'.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Patriots Gym. We're at Adams Central tonight. Boys High School basketball in 1230 KHAS. Got the quarterfinals of the Luplan Conference Tournament here tonight as the second-seeded Adams Central Patriots get set to take on seventh-seeded Wood River here in the quarterfinals of this tournament. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings Adams Central coming in a record of 11 wins and 3 losses on the season. The Patriots winning in their last ball game a week ago as they knocked off Lexington by a score of 66-60. Patriots playing pretty well right now. They have won 5 out of their last 6 ball games. Their only loss during the stretch was that loss to Grand Island Central Catholic, 65-55. Patriots also have wins during this stretch since the first of the year over Loup City, St. Paul, Grand Island Northwest, and Donovan Trumbull. So Adams Central coming in riding high, the number 2 seed here in the Luplan Conference Tournament, taking on a Wood River team that comes in tonight with a record of 10 wins and 7 losses. They actually played a play-in game last night and knocked off Centura by the score of 64-49. Wood River got out to an early lead in that ball game and then coasted to the win. Had a couple of good performances last night from some guys we'll see in the ball game here tonight. Ryan Powell, he scored 21 points in the ball game last night against the Centurions, and also Cooper Wissing, he scored 19 points in the contest. Adams Central beat this Wood River team earlier this year. In fact, the third ball game of the season, they beat him 85-40 in a ball game played here at the Patriot Gym. But as head coach Scott Foster said in the pregame show, he expects a tougher ball club out of Wood River here in this second ball game. They actually have won 3 out of their last four ball games. In addition to that Centura win last night, they also beat Gibbon 56-33. They lost to Ord 57-50, and they lost to actually beat Central City by a score of 56-52. So it's Wood River in here tonight to take on Adams Central in the quarterfinals of this Blue Platte Conference basketball tournament. The winner moves on to play in the semifinals tomorrow night, and then the finals will be played on Saturday. Because of the weather we had earlier this week, this tournament has been like a week-long thing, but now it's condensed down to 3 days. So the winners will play again tomorrow in the semifinals, and they will play at 2, 4, 6, and 8 o'clock up at Gibbon with the girls and the boys going at it tomorrow. Then the championship games likewise will be played at Gibbon with the same starting times at 2, 4, 6, and 8. So a three-day tournament, basically mirroring the state tournament, as Zach Foster talked about during the pregame show, maybe a prelude here as Adams Central, they get by Wood River tonight. Their next six opponents are all going to be rated teams. So the Patriots have a tough road to finish out the 2010-2011 regular season as they face Wood River here tonight. Welcome back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
The singing of the national anthem as we get set for high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS, the quarterfinals of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament here on 1230 KHIS. Wood River 10-7 on the season, beating Centura in the play-in ball game last night, 64-49. The Patriots have not played since beating Lexington here on the Patriots floor a week ago tonight, 66-60. Adams Central 11-3 on the season, the number two seed here behind Ravenna in the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. The Eagles came in as the number seven seed. Wood River Jeffs in their purple uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. Adams Central going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red and the blue. Adams Central will shoot to our basket to our right. As we view it from the side court here, Calvin Ott will jump things up against Cooper Wissing, a guy who scored 19 points in the ball game last night over Centura. Ball is in the air, and Wood River controls the opening tip. The Eagles will shoot to our basket to our left here tonight. As Ryan Powell has got the ball, moves it over on the wing on the right side to Herman. Adams Central is going to start off in a man-to-man defense. Here's Juan Levitz with the ball. Out on top now to Ryan Powell. Powell drives it behind his screen as he moves it to the right side of the floor. Bounce pass goes inside, grabbing the ball as Eggers shot no good. Tip tries up it in. Bradley Eggers scores. He had 9 points in the ball game last night against Centura. And the Wood River Eagles are out on top by a score of 2-0. Adams Central beat this team by a bunch earlier this season, in fact, by 45 points, like the third game of the season. Here's Matt Overmiller with the ball. Comes across the top to Fowler, over to Stein, on the left side, takes it down to the baseline, goes for the hole, and shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Overmiller, goes back up, and shot's going to be blocked down. And the ball's going to be recovered here by Herman for Wood River. Herman gets the ball away, now to Ryan Powell. Here come the Eagles down the right sideline, moves it down in the corner. On the right side, that's Matt Wadalevitz with the ball. Wadalevitz out on top to Dylan Herman. Herman picked up out there by Fowler of Adams Central. Behind his screen, Herman takes it down to the baseline. Jump pass comes to the left side of the lane. Wadalevitz has got the ball. Back out on top, here's Ryan Powell. Over on the right side to Herman. They feed it inside now. They get it to Egger. His pass back out on top to Powell. Back inside, it's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Picked up here by Adams Central's Calvin Ott. First turnover of the ball game. It goes on Wood River. Adams Central has got the ball. 6:40 left here in the first quarter. 2-0. Eagles have the lead. Here's Barrett for three. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Ryan Powell. So Ryan Powell has got the ball now for Wood River across the midcourt stripe. Comes over here to Wadalevitz on the left side of the lane. Wadalevitz drives it down to the baseline. He's double teamed. Pass into the lane. He's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Ott. The ball is tipped away. Calvin picks it back up for AC. Ott gets the ball now to Brady Barrett into the forecourt. Wings it over on the left side. There's a shot by Fowler. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Wood River. The Patriots have been shut out here in the first 2 minutes of the ballgame. 2-0. Wood River has got the lead. Ryan Powell with the ball. Now to Wadalevitz. They feed it inside to Egger. Egger back outside. Now to Herman. Right side. Here's a shot by Powell from three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball goes dancing over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. So AC will play things in. 5:53 to play here in the first quarter here tonight. Adams Central is trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. Quarterfinals of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Overmiller has got the ball, moves it over on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Barrett with the ball, gets it inside to Ott, and a traveling violation is called on Calvin. First turnover of the ball game on Adams Central. The Patriots average 12 turnovers per ball game. Adams Central has been shut out here in the first 2.5 minutes of the ball game. 2-0, Wood River has got the lead. Patriots have not played a game since a week ago tonight against Lexington, and they really got a struggle in that ball game, winning 66-60. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Barrett with a steal, driving all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. He misses the layup, and the ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Wood River basketball. So Adams Central got Wood River's third turnover, but they couldn't finish at the offensive end. 5:19 to play here in the first quarter. Wood River pitching a shutout so far. 2-0 is the score. Eagles have the ball again back across the 10-second line. Ryan Powell goes over to Wadalevitz on the wing on the right side. Out to Herman, top of the key. Herman lobs the ball inside. That's Cooper Wissing with the ball. Out to Wadalevitz. His shot is up there from three. No good. Rebound comes down to Calvin Ott. Outlet pass to the near sideline. Jake Fowler takes off. Drives the ball to the hole, and he's going to be fouled in the play. So Jake Fowler takes the ball to the hole there for AC. His foul in the play here by Wood River. It's going to go on Cooper Wissing. That's going to be his first and the first team foul. On the Eagles, this will be a shooting situation as Jake Fowler goes to the free throw line to help for Adams Central to try to get the Patriots on the scoreboard. His shot is up there, and it's going to be no good. Jake Fowler, a 53% foul shooter this season. He misses this one. He was 7 of 13 coming in here. Fowler averaging 2.5 points and 3.3 rebounds per game. 2-0, the Eagles have the lead. Second shot is up there by Fowler. It's going to be no good, so he misses a pair, and the rebound comes down to Wood River. So the Eagles still have the lead. And now Wood River has got the ball back across the 10-second line. Powell brings it over here to Wadalevitz. Bounce pass goes inside to Egger, and a foul is going to be called on Calvin Ott. Ott trying to reach around. Got the arm instead of Egger. Calvin picks up his first personal foul and the first team foul on the Patriots. Into the ball game now for Adams Central will be Ashton Dirks. Dirks, a 5'11" senior. He's going to replace Jake Fowler. So Wood River plays things in from underneath their own basket. Here's Ryan Powell, takes it down to the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Ryan Powell scores, and Wood River has got the lead over Adams Central by the score of 4-0. We got 4.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter from the Patriots gym at Adams Central. Barrett with the ball. He launches up a long three. His shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Cooper Wissing. That was a long three-pointer by Brady Barrett. Back comes Powell. Powell goes down in the corner to Herman. His shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Ashton Dirks as he runners back the other way. To Calvin Ott, and his shot is up and in. Ott gets the field goal. Ashton Dirks gets the field goal. Or Dirks got the assist on that one, and Calvin Ott got the field goal. 4-2 is the score. 4:02 to play. Here's Wood River back at the other end. A shot is up and in. Riley Egger scores there, and the assist from Ryan Powell, who's driving the baseline. 6-2 now. Wood River has got the advantage over AC. Brady Barrett gets it to Matt Overmiller. Overmiller on the left wing. Comes back out on top. Here's Stein for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound is picked up here by Barrett of AC. Goes over on the wing on the left side to Ashton Dirks. Dirks brings it back now to Overmiller. Overmiller to Nick Stein out here near the 10-second line. Stein drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Goes for the basket. His shot good and he's fouled. Nick Stein takes the ball to the hole there for Adams Central. The bucket will count. The personal foul is whistled on Riley Egger of Wood River. That's going to be the first foul on Egger. Team foul number two on the Eagles. Nick Stein goes to the free throw line to try to convert on a three-point play. Now we got a timeout. 3 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the first quarter. A slow start for the Patriots. 3:27 to play in the first period. It's now Wood River 6, Adams Central 4.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball here tonight. You're listening to the quarterfinals of the Loup Lac Conference Tournament on 1230 KHAS. Semifinals will be played tomorrow at Gibbon, 2, 4, 6, and 8 for the girls and the boys, and then the championship games on Saturday, same starting times at Gibbon, 2, 4, 6, and 8. Here's a shot from the free throw line up and in by Nick Stein. He converts on the three-point play. This tournament all condensed now to a three-day tournament. Normally it lasts all week long, but because of the weather we had earlier in the week, that was the revised schedule for us here this year. Here's Dylan Herman with the ball now for Wood River. Gets it out in the wing to Powell. Sends it back inside. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by Wissing. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Ashton Dirks. Ashton runs her up the other way now for Adams Central. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Down the lane. Goes for the hole. His shot no good. Misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Wissing of Wood River. 6-5 is the score. Adams Central down by a point. Under 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Ryan Powell has got the ball left side of the lane. Bounce pass comes out on top to Burkhart. Down to the right side, a jumper is up there by Herman, no good. Ball is saved here on the left sideline by Burkhart. They send it back inside. A shot is taken there by Matt Glow. That's going to be no good. And the rebound to Jake Fowler. So a couple of substitutions in there for Wood River on that last dead ball foul. Matt Overmiller has got the ball. Now for AC. Back to the left side. Dirks for three. Shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Matt Glow for Wood River. Adam Central not shooting well here in the first quarter. 6-5 is the score. Wood River's got the lead. There's a pass out on top. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Dirks. He drives, stops, and puts it up there. His shot is no good. Rebound loose in the lane. Picked up by Barrett. His shot is up and in. Barrett picks up the tracks in the lane after the shot was missed by Ashton Dirks. And the Patriots now have the first lead in the ballgame at 7-6. And now Wood River wants to call a timeout. Derek Lindsay wants to call a timeout with 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Patriots have their first lead of the ballgame. It's now Adams Central 7, Wood River 6.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Adams Central with their first lead of the ballgame, 7-6 is the score. Just under 2 minutes to play now as the Wood River Eagles attack in their offensive zone. Burkhart goes inside. His shot's going to be blocked down by Hollister. Zach has got the ball for AC, driving down the other way and has it knocked out of his hands out of bounds. So Burkhart, after getting his shot blocked at the other end, comes back and makes a nice defensive play by Wood River. Back on the other end of the floor, knocks the ball away from Hollister. But Adams Central will inbound the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own basket. Nick Stein will play things in. The Patriots have their first lead of the ball game, 7-6 is the score. Jake Fowler has got it. Down in the corner, now to Stein. Gets it inside to Hollister. He grabs it. His shot's going to be blocked down. Another nice block inside by Cooper Wissing. And the ball is recovered by the Eagles. They get it to the near sideline, down to Egger. Egger back into the offensive scoring zone. Adams Central stays with a man-to-man defense. Burkhart has got the ball. Out to Herman, top of the key. They work it inside now to Trace Armstrong. His pass is going to be into the back quarter. It's picked up by Fowler. He drives for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. Dylan Herman picks up the personal foul for Wood River as the Eagles turn the ball away for the fourth time AC grabs it on that far sideline, and Fowler took off toward the other end, and he's fouled in a play. So now Jake goes to the free throw line here for Adams Central. We're down to a minute and 19 seconds to play in the first quarter, 7-6. The Patriots have the lead over the Eagles of Wood River here tonight. Shot from the free throw line by Fowler is good. He is now 1 out of 3 from the stripe tonight. He's a 53% foul shooter in the season. He'll get one more. Into the ball game now for Adams Central will be Calvin Ott. Also Matt Overmiller into the ball game for the Patriots. 1:19 to play here in the first quarter. 8-6 now. Adams Central has got the lead. The Patriots, an offensive team that is averaging 63.3 points per ball game. They are giving up 48.2 on the defensive end. The shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Ott. Wood River, a team that is averaging 47 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 48.9 on the defensive end. The Eagles 10-7 in the season. The Patriots are 11-3. A minute 13 left here in the first quarter. Wood River has got the ball as they bring it back into their offensive zone. Wada Levitt's back into the ball game now to Burkhardt, top of the key. Spins at the elbow, gets it inside. Here's Wissing. His shot's going to be blocked down by Overmiller. Ball is loose in the lane. Now it trickles out to the right side. Overmiller had it. He lost it. It's picked up by Wissing now of Wood Rivers. The Eagles keep it alive. Out to Powell for three. Shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Wada Levitt's. Wada Levitt's out to Burkhardt. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. And we got a personal foul call. That was a Wissing putting up the shot. Cooper Wissing putting up the three-pointer. And he is fouled into play. Now Cooper goes to the free throw line here for the Eagles. He was fouled into play by Calvin out of Adams Central. So the second foul on Calvin, and now Wissing goes to the free throw line for the Eagles. He was 1 of 1 in their ball game last night. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll have three shots here as he is hacked in the act here in three-point range. So Cooper Wissing, who's a 59% foul shooter, will have another free throw. Another two free throws here from the line. Second one is up there. It's good. He'll have one more. End of the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Zach Hollister. Coming out is going to be Calvin Ott. Quarterfinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also into the ball game, Trace Armstrong for Wood River. Checking out will be Matt Glow. 8-7 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Here comes the next shot up there. It's going to be no good, so Wissing makes only 1 of 3 free throws. Patriots now have the ball. As they look at the clock, we're down to 41 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Jake Fowler behind an Overmiller screen. Drives it inside the ring. Now gives it away to Zach Hollister. Hollister back out to Fowler on the wing on the left side. Looks at the clock again. We're down to 30 seconds to play. Zach Foster up in front of the Adams Central bench. He says, let's play for one, guys. Wood River is in a man-to-man defense. Zach Hollister on the wing. Back out top to Barrett. Barrett over Overmiller. He fires up a three-pointer. His shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Burkhardt. So now Wood River with a chance for the final shot here. 13 seconds to play. Here comes Ryan Powell with the ball across the 10-second line. He works out top against Barrett, drives the ball. His running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Fowler, and time is going to expire here in the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books. Boys High School basketball here tonight from the Patriot Gym. It is Adams Central 8, Wood River 7.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 8-7 is the score. Adams Central has got a one-point lead as we start the second quarter. Brady Barrett drives for the hole. Offensive foul call on Barrett. He runs over Trace Armstrong just to the right of the lane. That fires up the Wood River coaching staff and the bench down here. Trace Armstrong taking a charge there from Brady Barrett. So the second turnover on the Patriots, and now Wood River with a chance to pull ahead here. The seven-seeded Eagles out on top of the second-seeded Adams Central Patriots early in the ballgame. 8-7 is the score. Here's Burkhart with it, dumps it off inside. Armstrong grabs it. He goes up for the shot, and it's going to be blocked out of bounds. Overmiller getting in there for Adams Central to knock the ball down. That's Overmiller's second block of the ball game. Wada Levitz will play things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket, Wada Levitz comes way out on top, out near the 10-second line. Burkhart grabs the ball. Fowler right in his face now defensively. Burkhart dribbling with the ball here for Wood River. Goes to the right side. The ball tipped, but is recovered there by Wada Levitz. Stein right in his face defensively. There's a Wada Levitz back out into three-point territory. Moves it down in the corner. Burkhart has got it now. Burkhart to Wissing. Back out to Burkhart on the wing on the right side. Burkhart dribbles inside the free throw circle. Good defense here by AC. Right sideline, Ryan Powell has got it now. Ryan Powell trying to penetrate inside. Dumps it down low to Armstrong. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stein. Stein runs it back the other way. Comes to the near sideline to Overmiller for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Barrett. Barrett brings it back out in the corner. A three-pointer put up there. Good. Brady Barrett just dribbles down in the corner on the left side and throws up a three ball and hits it. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Patriots now lead by four. It is 11-7. 6:40 to play here in the first half. Here's Ryan Powell with the ball down to Wada Levitz, deep in the corner on the left side. AC still in a man-to-man defense. Pass cross court, goes to the wing. Ryan Powell holds it. Two-handed pass back out on top to Wada Levitz for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Wissing goes back up. His shot is around the rim and down. Cooper Wissing gets the offensive board and the putback, and the Eagles are back to within 2 points. 11-9. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's off of the mark by Barrett. And the rebound comes down to Ryan Powell again for Wood River. Eagles can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Ryan Powell comes out on top. The ball is tipped into the backcourt. Scrambles on Barrett. Had it. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Wood River basketball. Barrett goes scrambling after it against Quinn Burkhart. And they give the ball to Wood River. Eagles will play things in here in backcourt. This is Ryan Powell bringing the ball up now for the Eagles. They get it to Quinn Burkhart out of the offensive scoring zone to Matt Wada Levitz. He's picked up there by Nick Stein of Adams Central. Wada Levitz dribbling with the ball, takes it to the wing on the right side, trying to drive it into the paint. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Comes back out to Trace Armstrong. Now down low, here's a shot up there by Wissing, no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Matt Overmiller with a rebound to get it away to Jake Fowler. Runs her back the other way. Back out to Matt. Sets for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Stein out to Ashton Dirks. He drives inside. Back to Stein on the wing. Down in the baseline now. That's Barrett. Drives his shot. No good. Rebound Barrett goes back up. His shot good and he's fouled. Boy, Brady Barrett, an animal down there tonight. Brady Barrett now has 7 points in the basketball game and he's fouled in the play. He'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. The second personal foul on Cooper Wissing. So Barrett now is 7, goes to the free throw line. He's a 77% foul shooter in the season. And his shot is up there, it's good. So a 3-point play there by Brady Barrett. That gives Adams Central now a 4-point lead again. 13-9 is the score. And now Wood River will play things in backcourt. Adams Central is going to press back here, try to up the tempo a little bit. They want to play an up-tempo style of game tonight. Wood River wants to slow things down. So Adams Central going to force some pressure back here in backcourt to try to crank up the heat a little bit. Herman gets it into the offensive zone. Wood River does a good job getting the ball off the floor. Here's a Ryan Powell here on the near sideline. Powell on the dribble now against Fowler. Penetrating inside the three-point circle. Now stops. Bounce pass goes inside. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. And they will give the ball to Adams Central. So a turnover there on Wood River. They're trying to work the ball inside to Wissing. He couldn't handle it. It goes out of bounds. That's the fifth turnover on the Eagles in the ballgame. Adams Central now with a 14-9 advantage, their biggest lead of the ball game now. 14-9, just under 5 minutes to play. Here's Stein driving down the left side of their lane. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around. It's loose. It comes to the near side, and it's picked up here by Ryan Powell. The Eagles have the ball back. 4:44 to play here in the second quarter. Ryan Powell goes to the right side. Burkhart has got it now as he works against Fowler behind the screen from Wissing. Burkhart, cross-court pass comes to Powell. Powell sends it inside to Herman. Left side of the wing picked up by Stein. Herman dribbles back out here into three-point territory to Powell. Across the top to Burkhart. Right side now to Trace Armstrong. Back outside the rings. It's going to be Herman. Works it back inside to Cooper Wissing. Back outside the ring to Herman. His shot for three. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Overmiller. Overmiller for Adams Central to the near sideline to Barrett. Down in the corner. That's Zach Hollister. Back out to Barrett. His shot for three is good. Brady Barrett now with 10 points in the basketball game. He is averaging 19.1 on the season. Now the Patriots lead by a score of 17-9 here in the ballgame. Just under 4 minutes to play in the second quarter. Ryan Powell with the ball, drives it against Barrett, goes for the hole, and shot is up there and in. Ryan Powell takes it right to the hole for Wood River and scores. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. 17-11. Adam Central with the lead, driving down the lane. It's going to be Overmiller. He misses the easy one. Matt Overmiller took it right to the hole. There was no one around defensively. Rebounded there by the Eagles. Burkhardt has got the ball for Wood River. Comes up against Fowler. Moves it down in the corner on the right side to Herman. Herman works it inside. Down to Cooper Wissing, trying to maneuver. Kicks it back down in the corner to Herman. His shot for three is no good. Rebound Hollister for Adams Central. Jack Hollister runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Now to Barrett. Barrett sends it inside. That's Overmiller. His shot is up and in. Nice pass by Barrett. Matt Overmiller gets the field goal. Grady, in addition to his 19.1 scoring average, is also averaging 2 assists per ball game. He gets one right there, an easy bucket for Matt Overmiller. That's Matt's first field goal of the ball game. 19-11 now. Adams Central is out on top by 8 points, 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Here's a pass inside to Armstrong, and he's called for the steps. Armstrong right in front of the hole there for Wood River, trying to drive it to the basket. He's whistled for the traveling violation. That's 6 turnovers now in Wood River. The Eagles are averaging 13 turnovers per ball game. They've got 6 already here in the first half. 2:54 remaining in the second quarter. Adams Central has now built an 8-point lead after Adams Central led by just 1 after the first quarter. So here come the Patriots back with the basketball. This is Brady Barrett. Barrett drives the ball down the right side of the lane, kicks it out here to Dirks, takes it to the free throw line. His pass down the lane is intercepted. Intercepted by Wissing. Third turnover on Adams Central in the ball game. Here comes Ryan Powell with the ball for Wood River. Over on the wing, now to Burkhardt for a three. His shot's way off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Hollister of Adams Central. Zach dribbles out of there now for the Patriots. Comes to the near sideline. Overmiller with the ball right at the top of the three-point circle. Down to Ashton Dirks. Dirks takes the ball into the paint, tries to shovel it away. Now goes to the far sideline. Hollister hops inside the three-point arc. Double team. Hollister gets it down in the corner. That's going to be a traveling violation called on Barrett. The fourth turnover of the ball game now on Adams Central. And the Patriots will apply the pressure again here in backcourt with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's 19-11. Patriots have the lead. Quarterfinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Ryan Powell with the ball now for Wood River. He'll bring things up against Barrett of Adams Central. Powell dribbling with his left hand. Now switches hands. Gets it into the offensive zone. Goes over to Herman. On the right side of the lane, takes it into the paint now. He runs into some traffic. Ball knocked loose. Burkhardt picks it up. Burkhardt for Wood River. Now to Herman. Herman to Burkhardt on the wing on the right side. Puts a man in the air. Drives it into the paint. His shot from 10 is up there. No good. And the ball ripped out of there by Overmiller. Matt Overmiller. Long pass down to 4. Hollister has got it, and he's going to be mauled on the play. Hollister put a man in the air, and coming down on his back was Dylan Herman. Herman picks up the personal foul for Wood River, and that's going to send Hollister to the free throw line now for Adams Central. Hollister averaging 2.4 points per ball game. He'll have his first crack at some free throws here, or will he? Nope, they're going to say it was before the shot. So Adams Central will inbound underneath their own basket. So the foul was before the shot. That's only team foul number 4 on Wood River. So the Patriots will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. It'll be Barrett inbounding the ball now for Adams Central. As the officials make everything is squared away here at the scorer's table. Now Barrett's going to get the ball. 1:41 to play. And now what do we have? The official on the far side is going to do some house cleaning. Something has come out on the floor. He'll pick that up, and now we're set to go. 1:41 to play here in the second quarter. Barrett gets it into Stein. Stein out to Fowler. Now to Ashton Dirks. Holds the ball. Comes back to Stein. On the wing on the right side. Nick, entry pass. They get it to Barrett. Goes for the hole. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. So Adams Central working the ball into the basket here tonight. Personal foul whistled there on the Eagles. Now Barrett will go to the free throw line again for EC. Brady already with 11 points in the basketball game. The foul went on Matt 111. So that's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 on the Eagles. And a shot from the free throw line by Barrett's no good. He is now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. 77% foul shooter. Adams Central is a team hitting 61% of their free throws this year. 19-11 Patriots. Here comes the next shot. That one is good. So Barrett hits 1 out of 2. Into the ball game now for Adams Central will be Michael Lindblad. And coming out will be Barrett. So Lindblad down in the ball game, a 6'1" in senior for Adams Central, averaging about a point and a rebound per game. Here comes Wissing back into the ball game now for Wood River, replacing Quinn Burkhardt. Adams Central has got a 9-point lead. It is 20-11. Wood River has scored only but 4 points so far here in the second quarter. They've been outscored 12-4 by Adams Central as the Patriots have now opened up a 9-point lead here in this basketball game. Here comes Wood River with the ball. Ryan Powell, he had 21 last night in their ball game over Centura in that play-in ball game. Drilling to the far side. He goes over to Cooper Wissing, who holds the ball, takes it out in the corner on the dribble. Back out of the wing now, the deep wing to Herman. Herman looking, goes down in the corner to Wissing again. Back outside to Ryan Powell as they work the right side of the floor here. Entry pass, they get it to Egger. His jump pass comes to the near side now on the wing. Cooper Wissing holds the ball. Wissing, now to Ryan Powell. Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Powell gets away, drives it down the lane, dumps it off to Egger, grabs the ball, goes up with a shot. It's no good. Ball is loose. It goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Egger. So Egger had a shot from point-blank range, and he couldn't finish. Then the ball goes trickling out of bounds off of Egger's fingertips. And it's going to be Adams Central playing things in now with 50 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Patriot gym. Adams Central out to a 9-point lead. It is 20-11. The pace is just slightly faster than a snail's pace here in this one. Calvin out with the ball over to Ashton Dirks, traveling violation. Ashton had it on the wing, was going to drive it to the basket, and he gets whistled for the fifth turnover in the ball game for Adams Central. Wood River has got six. 39 seconds to play here in the second period, 20-11. Adams Central in the lead. Ryan Powell has got the ball now for the Eagles. He walks it across the 10-second line. Now on the trot, takes it down the left side of the lane. He works against Barrett of AC. Out on top now to Wissing. Cooper Wissing dribbling with the ball. He's going to drive it against Ashton Dirks. Takes it down on the baseline. Cooper bounce pass inside to Egger. His pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Stein. He shoots and he is fouled in the play. Nick Stein gets the interception. And now he'll go to the free throw line here. That's the seventh turnover on Wood River in the ball game. Nick Stein to the free throw line for the Patriots. And the foul goes on Matt Wadalevitz of Wood River. That's going to be his second. So Nick Stein, who's had his problems from the free throw line this year, hitting only 44% of his charity tosses, anything but charity this year. He throws up a shot here and it's down through the hole. Stein now 2-for-2 from the free throw line in this ball game. He's got 4 points. Here comes Overmiller back into the ball game. Coming out, it's going to be Calvin Ott. The Patriots now have a 10-point lead. It is 21-11 with 13 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Next shot is up there by Stein. It's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Egger for Wood River. So Stein, 1-2 from the free throw line. Here comes Powell back the other way. Loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Barrett down the left sideline. 3-2 is running. Three-pointers put up there. It is no good. And that's the end of the second quarter of play. Ashton Dirks got the tip in the lane, but well after the horn sounds. And we have reached halftime here tonight, the quarterfinals of the Blue Flat Conference Basketball Tournament. Adams Central has got the lead over Wood River. The score, the Patriots 21, Wood River 11. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central tonight. Quarterfinals of the Luplat Conference Basketball Tournament. The weather-delayed Luplat Conference Basketball Tournament. Adams Central has got the lead over Wood River at halftime. The score is 21-11. Adams Central led 8-7 at the end of the first quarter, and they hold Wood River to only 4 points in the second quarter of play. The Patriots outscore them 13-4 in the second quarter, and Adams Central now out on top by 10 points here in the ballgame. Only three guys have scored so far for Wood River. Riley Egger has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Ryan Powell has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. And Cooper Wissing has got a field goal, and he is one out of three from the free throw line for 3 points. Those are the only guys that have been in the offensive side of things for Wood River in the ballgame, as the Eagles are one out of three from the charity stripe tonight. Unofficially, seven turnovers in the basketball game. Adams Central is being led by Brady Barrett so far. Barrett has scored 12 out of the 21 points for Adams Central. Barrett has knocked down a couple of three-pointers, 2 two-point field goals, and he is also 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Not bad for 16 minutes of work here tonight for Brady Barrett. In the first half, he's got 12 points in the ball game. Nick Stein has got a field goal, and he's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line for 4. Calvin Ott has got a field goal and 2 points. Matt Overmiller has got a field goal and 2 points. And Jake Fowler, 1 out of 4 from the free throw line and 1 point here in the ball game. The Patriots are 5 out of 10 from the charity stripe in the first half, and unofficially, they have 5 turnovers in the basketball game. So Adams Central has got the lead over Wood River here at halftime. The score is Adams Central 21 and Wood River 11. We'll come back, get you more here at halftime for the Patriots gym right after this timeout.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning, 7 to 11, Sunday, 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much, and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central. We're at halftime tonight. Boys High School basketball in 1230 KHAS, 21-11. Adams Central has got the lead over Wood River. Winner of this ball game moves on into the semifinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament. They will play tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock against the winner of the ball game going on tonight between Donovan Trumbull and Gibbon. Donovan Trumbull is the number 3-seeded team in the Luplat Conference Tournament. Gibbon is number 6. So if the Patriots win and the Donovan Cardinals win, they will meet up at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Gibbon. That's a team that Adams Central beat back on January 15th by the score of 96-58. So the Patriots probably got the best draw that they could expect out of this Luplat Conference Tournament. They play a team here tonight that they beat by 45 points earlier this year. And if they win, they're expected to play Donovan Trumbull, a team that they beat 96-58 just a couple of weeks ago. That would be in the semifinals, and then the championship ball games would be played on Saturday. Other half of the bracket has Ravenna playing St. Paul tonight. Ravenna is the number 1 seed in the Luplat Conference Tournament. And then the other game has Ord, the number 4 seed, playing Kearney Catholic, the number 5 seed. Their semifinal game will be played tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at Gibbon. Then the championship ball games will be played on Saturday. So because of the condensed style of the tournament this year, because of the snow earlier this week, normally we'd have a day in between these games, but they're going to play Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And they'll play 4 semifinal games tomorrow at Gibbon, with the boys going at 2-4 and the girls going at 6-8. And then the regular starting times on Saturday, with the consolation games first at 2-4, and then the championship games going at 6 and 8 o'clock. The girls' side of this bracket, Adams Central last night, in a play-in game, knocking off St. Paul 46-22. The Patriots are on the road tonight, playing at second-seeded Kearney Catholic. The other games going on in girls basketball tonight in the Luplat Conference Tournament at Centura. The number 3 seed playing number 6 seed Ord tonight in Centura. Ravenna is also the number 1 seed on the girls' side of things. They are hosting Wood River tonight in the ball game up there. And then the other game has 4th seeded Gibbon playing host to 5th seeded Loup City. That's all the Luplat Conference Basketball Tournament. And a reminder, we'll have all 4 semifinal games for you tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. We'll also have all 4 games on Saturday. We'll have both consolation games. We'll have both championship games for you on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. So the final 8 games of the tournament you can catch tomorrow on the 98.9 semifinals tomorrow all day long, and then the consolation games and the championship games on Saturday. So all the excitement of the Luplat Conference Tournament coming your way on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. A lot of the other tournaments also getting started throughout the area tonight. The Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament is getting started here tonight. The Twin Valley Conference Tournament as well getting started, as weather really caused problems earlier in the week for these tournaments, but things are getting cranked up, and it's going to be a busy weekend for high school sports with the conference tournaments going on. The Twin Valley Conference Tournament has got the boys' quarterfinals tonight. Shelton is playing Red Cloud. Also, Kennesaw is playing at Silver Lake tonight. Lawrence Nelson is playing at Franklin, and Blue Hill is playing at Deschler. Those are the boys' quarterfinals. The semifinals will be played here at Adams Central on Saturday, and the NERD championship game is set for Monday. The girls' quarterfinals in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament going to be played tomorrow. Among the games, you've got Silver Lake playing at Lawrence Nelson. Blue Hill will be at home to take on Deschler. It'll be Kennesaw playing at Shelton, and Harvard will play at Red Cloud. That's the action in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. We've got the second half coming up here at the Patriot Gym. Quarterfinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament tonight. Adams Central with the lead over Wood River is 21-11. We'll have the third quarter right after this.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Brady Barrett with 12 points to lead Adams Central so far in this ball game. Riley Yeager has got 4, Ryan Powell has got 4, and Cooper Wissing has got 3 for Wood River. The Eagles outscored in the second period 13-4 by Adams Central. After the two teams fought to a one-point ball game after one quarter, 8-7, Patriots have the lead. Wood River will have the opening possession to begin the second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. Ryan Powell has got the ball. Wings it back out to the top of the key to Herman. Over on the wing on the left side to Watt Levitz. He drives to the basket. His shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. So Matt Watt Levitz takes the ball right to the hole there for the Wood River Eagles on the opening possession of the second half. Fouled in a play by Stein. That's going to be his first. So Watt Levitz goes to the free throw line, just a 33% foul shooter in the season. He's 2 out of 6. They get 2 out of 7. That was some rattles out of there. Wood River is a team hitting 59% from the free throw line this year, 35% from the field, and 26% from three-point territory. Second shot is off there as well, and the rebound comes down to Overmiller. So Overmiller gets the ball now to Jake Fowler. Jake takes off, dribbles inside, kicks it back out here to Stein, dribbles right to left across the free throw line, out to Overmiller, now to Stein for 3, shot is up there, bingo. Nick Stein hits a 3-ball. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and the Patriots increase their lead down to 13 points at 24-11. Here comes Wood River back with the ball. Juan Levitz here on the right sideline feeds it inside to Egger. Egger works against out, and the shot is up and in. So Riley Egger gets his 3rd field goal of the ball game as he works inside against Calvin Ott of Adams Central. Egger now with 6 points in the contest, 24-13. Driving the hole is Fowler, and he's going to be fouled in the play. So Jake Fowler drives the ball inside there for the Patriots, and he is hammered on the play by Riley Egger of Wood River. That's going to be his 2nd. 2nd foul on Egger, team foul number 1 on the Eagles here in the second half. Fowler back to the free throw line for Adams Central, and his shot is up there. It's good. Jake now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. They'll have one more. Fowler's a 53% foul shooter in the season. The Patriots now lead by a dozen. Here's the next shot. It's up and in. So a Baker's dozen lead now. A minute into this third quarter, 26-13, as the Patriots have doubled the score up on the Wood River Eagles here tonight. Adams Central looking for their second win of the season here against Wood River this year. Here's Powell off of the baseline. His shot is no good. Rebound ripped out of there. It is loose, and it's finally picked up by Wissing. Wissing has got it left side of the lane. His pass back to the far sideline, nearly intercepted. Waddle Levitz grabs it. Now to Powell. His pass is going to be intercepted. This is Calvin Ott with the ball. Ott goes to Overmiller. Lob pass down in the corner on the right side to Barrett. Dribbles inside. Mishandles the ball. Lobs it over here to Stein. Sets for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the Eagles. Cooper Wissing with a rebound for Wood River. Gets it away now to Ryan Powell. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. Bounce pass in the wing to Herman. Works it inside to Egger. Back out on top to Waddle Levitz. Shot for three is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Overmiller. He drives it back the other way, all the way to the basket. Collision and an offensive foul is called. Matt Overmiller runs over a man as he takes the ball to the basket. Overmiller gets hit with an offensive charge. Waddle Levitz took a hit there for Wood River and draws the charging foul on Matt Overmiller. The first foul on Matt. That's going to be a turnover officially on the Patriots. That's number 6 in the ballgame. 26-13. Adams Central with a 13-point lead here in the third quarter. 6 minutes to go. Herman has got the ball out here at the top of the key. He drives the ball. It's going to be slapped away. And it is picked up here by Barrett running back the other way. Barrett goes for the hole. His shot is up and in. Got right around Powell and took the ball out of the hole. Brady Barrett now with 14 points in the ballgame. He scored exactly half of the points here so far for the Patriots. 28-13. Adams Central has opened up a 15-point lead now over Wood River. Here's Waddle Levitz with the ball, works it inside to Egger. Jump pass goes down in the corner to the right side to Powell. He goes inside. His shot's going to be off the mark. No good. Ball ripped out of there again by Nick Stein. Now to Fowler. His pass down to four is going to be intercepted. Trying to get it into the lane, and the ball was picked off there by Cooper Wissing of Wood River. To Powell. Now they walk it back inside. That's going to be Egger with the ball. He goes for the hole, and it's going to be a traveling violation. Egger kind of spinning toward the baseline there. He's whistled for the traveling violation. 10 turnovers on Wood River in the ballgame. Matt Glow checks back into the ballgame now for Wood River. Glow is a 6'6" senior who's averaging 3.6 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. He scored 6 in the ballgame last night against Centura in that play-in contest. 28-13 is the score. A 15-point lead here for Adams Central. Barrett works the ball inside to Ott. Takes it down in the baseline. Kicks it back out to Overmiller for three. Shot is up and in. Raining three balls now here in the second half. Matt Overmiller has got 5 points in the ball game. It's now 31-13. The Patriots have the lead. 4:43 to play here in the third quarter. Waddle Levitz with the ball. Waddle Levitz on the right side. Dribbles it into the lane. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Matt Overmiller is going to be the guilty party here for Adams Central. Second foul on Matt. Going to the free throw line will be Waddle Levitz. Been kind of a busy week for Matt. He signs this week to attend Hastings College. He'll play football for the Broncos this fall. Waddle Levitz to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It is good. Waddle Levitz now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. He'll get one more. He's just a 33% foul shooter in the season. Gets that one to go down through the hole. And the Patriot lead is now 17 points. Winner of this one will play again tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the semifinals. The next shot is going to be no good. Waddle Levitz gets his own rebound, goes down the lane. His shot is up there, partially deflected, and the ball brought out of there now by Adams Central. Here's Ashton Dirks with the ball. Goes down in the corner to Overmiller. He drives the baseline, and a foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Waddle Levitz again. On the drive, Matt picks up his third personal foul. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Waddle Levitz comes out of the ball game now, checking back in there. Trace Armstrong for Wood River. Adams Central will play it in out here near the 10-second line, picked up by Overmiller. Overmiller now to Nick Stein. Wood River stays with his man-to-man defense. Stein drives the ball inside. His pass deflected. It is loose. Armstrong goes after it, and he can't get there. And the ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. So Adams Central will play things in. 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play. We're in the third quarter at the Patriot Gym tonight. Adams Central got off to a slow start tonight, but the Patriots now lead by 17 in the ball game. 31-14. Here's Stein with the ball. Stein flips it out to Overmiller. Takes the ball into the paint. Comes over here on the near side to Ashton Dirks. Takes the ball into the lane. Dumps it down low to Ott. And the shot is up and in. Ashton Dirks with a dribble penetration. Then he dumps it down right in front of the basket to Calvin Ott, who lays it in. 33-14. Adams Central out on top here in the quarterfinals of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. Ryan Powell drives the ball to the basket. His shot no good, gets his own rebound and scores. Ryan Powell now with three field goals. He's got 6 points in the ball game, and the Patriot lead is now 17, 33-16. Here's Barrett driving the ball into the lane, and now another personal foul is called as Barrett tries to power his way to the basket. A foul is going to go here on Burkhart of Wood River. That's going to be his first team foul, number three on the Eagles here in the second half of play. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Zach Hollister. Coming out will be Nick Stein. Adams Central plays things in as a Barrett gets it right in front of the basket to Hollister, who will not take the shot. Dribbles back out here in the three-point territory. Gets it to Ashton Dirks. Sends the ball inside again to Barrett with his back to the basket. Double team. Kicks it back out here to Dirks. Back inside to Barrett again. Double team. Brady dribbles back in the three-point territory. Picked up by Burkhart. Now comes across the top to Overmiller. Drives it down to lane. His pass is going to be knocked out of bounds. Again, trying to sneak her down on the baseline there to Calvin out. The ball swatted out of bounds by the Eagles. It'll be Adams Central playing things in, and now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Adams Central calls a timeout, 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 33, Wood River 16.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We are at the Patriot Gym, Adams Central, out on top of Wood River by a score of 33-16. A reminder, all the semifinal ball games tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. We'll have both consolation games and both championship games for you on Saturday. Same spot on your dial at 98.9 KKPR. All those games going to be played at Gibbon High School the next 2 days. So AC will hopefully move on here and play the winner of Donovan Trumbull and Gibbon tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Here's AC with the ball. Barrett goes down in the corner. Stein wide open for three. His shot no good. Ball is going to be knocked out of bounds, and it was last touch there by Wood River. Matt Glow was the last to touch it there for the Eagles. So the Patriots will play things in. Underneath their own basket, 3:01 to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central up by 17 points. Barrett comes out on top to Overmiller for three. Shot just barely draws iron. Rebound loose is picked up again by Calvinott. Back outside, here's a shot knocked down from Stein, and the ball recovered here by Cooper Wissing. So the Patriots with a couple of chances there, and they couldn't convert. Wissing has got the ball. Now to Burkhart into the offensive zone. Right side to Trace Armstrong. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Stein. That's the 11th turnover on Wood River. Stein gets the ball down four, and Overmiller goes tumbling out of bounds. He was hit on the play there. Now Matt, well, no free throws here. That's only the 15th foul called on the Eagles here in the second half of play. So Adams Central will play things into the right side of the basket. Fowler comes in. Ashton Dirks comes in. Overmiller checks out. Also coming out for Adams Central is going to be Hollister. That last foul went on Trace Armstrong. That's going to be his first. So Barrett plays things into Stein. Stein dribbles the ball toward the basket. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Barrett. He's going to be fouled in the play as he goes up for the shot. And the foul again is going to go on Wood River. It's going to go this time on Wissing. Cooper Wissing picks up his third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number five on the Eagles. This will be a shooting situation, though, as Barrett was mauled in the act of shooting. He's got 14 points in the ballgame. 12 of those came in the first half, and now he sinks his third free throw. Barrett now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight, 15 points in the ballgame. Barrett averages 19.1 on the season. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Adams Central now leading by a score of 35-16. Wood River scored only, 9 points since the end of the first quarter. 2:20 to play here in the third. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected away. It goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by Wissing. Good defense there by the Patriots. Ashton Dirks was all over Wissing just to the right side of the lane, and the ball was lost off of the fingertips of Wissing, so that's going to be the 12th turnover on Wood River in the ballgame. So Adams Central has got it now. As we approach the two-minute mark here in the ballgame, Fowler gets the ball now to Stein, drives the ball down to paint, dumps it off on the right side to Ott. His pass back out on the wing is intercepted. Intercepted by Burkhart. A turnover on Adams Central. Long pass down the floor is thrown out of bounds. Burkhardt trying to take it down to Matt Glow, who took off there for the Eagles, but he threw it too far, and a turnover on Wood River. The 13th miscue on the Eagles here tonight. Adams Central has got 8. Patriots out on top by a score of 35-16. We've got 1:52 to play in the third quarter, and now we got a personal foul called as Adams Central is driving the ball to the basket again. Barrett was on the drive, and the foul is going to go on Quinn Burkhardt of Wood River. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 6 on the Eagles. Adams Central will play things in off of the far sideline. 1:51 to play here in the third. 35-16 is the score in favor of the Patriots. Adams Central plays it in on the far side as Jake Fowler will trigger things in for the Patriots. He holds the ball. Fowler gets it out to Nick Stein. Wood River's got all the way with a man-to-man defense here tonight. Nick Stein sends it left side of the lane. They get it here to Dirks, now inside where the ball is Barrett. He is double-teamed. That's a throw back out here. It's going to be intercepted. Tipped into the backcourt. It's lost. Now it's picked up by Stein. Stein into the forecourt, now to Dirks. Dirks to Barrett. His pass again is intercepted. Picked off out top by Cooper Wissing. That's 10 turnovers now in the Patriots back-to-back there. Driving the ball is going to be Ryan Powell to the basket, and he's going to be fouled into play. Well, that's going to be an offensive charging foul on Ryan Powell. So a foul there called on Wood River at the 1:24 mark of this third quarter. Adams Central leading by a score of 35-16. And the Patriots will get it. They're actually going to chalk up a personal foul on Matt Glow. Matt Glow picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. So an offensive foul called there on Matt Glow, his first personal foul. Team foul number 7 on the Eagles. Driving the ball to the basket again is going to be Barrett, and he misses that shot. Rebound comes down to Burkhardt for Wood River. Hustles into the forecourt, now to Powell. They work it down in the corner. Here's an entry pass. It's going to be intercepted again. Patriots come back the other way. Barrett loses control of the ball. Back the other way, but had it swatted out of his hands. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball to Adams Central. Into the ball game now is going to be Dylan Herman for Wood River. Checking out is going to be Wissing. 1:02 to play here in the third quarter, 35-16. Adams Central has got the lead. They get it in Nick Stein, out of Overmiller. Here's Barrett, moves to his right, fires up a shot. It's no good, but we got a whistle here, and a foul is going to go on the Adams Central. It's going to go on Stein. So an illegal screen again set up by the Patriots. That's going to be the second foul on Stein. Team foul number 4 on the Patriots here in the second half. End of the ball game for AC is going to be Zach Hollister. Coming out is going to be Barrett. So 35-16, we're under a minute to play here in the third quarter. High school basketball tonight from 1230 KHIS, the quarterfinals of the Lou Platt Conference basketball tournament here tonight. Here's a Ryan Powell with the ball. Ryan Powell gets into Wanda Levitz. Now out on top, that's Burkhardt, the Wanda Levitz. Again on the right wing, nearly travels with the ball, but gets it over here into the hands of Ryan Powell. He lobs it down low. The ball is going to be intercepted by Overmiller. They try to get it to their big guy, Matt Glow, and Overmiller leaves his feet there and denies the ball and then picks it off here for the Patriots. Here's Nick Stein with it now at the top of the key. Stein flips it away to Hollister, mishandles the ball, picks it up near the 10-second line. 19 seconds to play in the third. Adams Central leading 35-16. Hollister drives it to the basket, stops down there on the baseline, comes back out. Ashton Dirks now to Stein. Looks at the clock. We're down to 9 seconds to play. Nick Stein dribbling with the ball. He's going to go one-on-one now, drives it inside. His off-balance shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Dirks. He puts it up there. It's no good. But that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight, boys high school basketball. The Patriots in control here. Adams Central leading Wood River by the score of 35-16.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, We do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Good morning here tonight on 1230 KHAS from the Patriot Gym, 35-16. Adams Central has got the lead. And the Adams Central girls are playing in Kearney tonight against Kearney Catholic in the quarterfinals, the girls' side of this tournament. Patriots picking up a win last night in their play-in ball game. Adams Central boys with the lead here, 35-16. Patriots work with the ball in their offensive zone here. And now we got a three-second violation called on Adams Central. Calvin Ott camped out in the lane there, so Patriot turnover. That's their 11th of the ball game. This has not been one of the better performances by the Patriots. They have not played a game since last Thursday when they beat Lexington 66-60. Patriots will probably have to play much better than this if they want to continue here in this tournament. Here's a long-range jumper. It's up and in. Three-pointer, Dylan Herman. Herman from the left side scores, and it's now 35-19. Patriots have the lead here in the fourth quarter. Brady Barrett out on top to Stein. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Ball tipped away again. Stein picks it back up. Out to Jake Fowler out near the 10-second line. Now drives the ball against Powell. Stops here on a low block on the right side. Gets it back out on the wing. That's going to be Barrett with the ball trying to angle in toward the basket. And a foul is going to be called again on the Eagles. So Wood River commits a personal foul here. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Wood River. So now Adams Central is in the bonus situation here. In the fourth quarter, as the foul goes on Matt Wadalevitz, that's going to be his fourth. Barrett's free throw is up there. It's up and in. Barrett is now 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. He's got 17 points in the ball game. 17 out of 36 points scored here by the Patriots here in this ball game. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's good by Brady Barrett. And the score is now 37-19. The Patriots scored 85 points against this team earlier this season. There's a pass on the wing on the left side. It's knocked out of bounds by Stein. Adams Central defense has been good tonight. They've allowed only 19 points to the Wood River Eagles here in this basketball game. Ryan Powell has got the ball. Powell brings it back into the offensive zone as the Patriots stay with their man-to-man defense. Here's a Cooper Wissing with it now. Wissing comes to Dylan Herman. He drives the ball against Fowler, takes the ball in the lane. His shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Gets his own rebound. Foul called. So a foul will go on Adams Central this time. It's going to be whistled on Matt Overmiller. That's going to be his third foul. That's team foul number 5 on the Patriots here in the second half, so a non-shooting situation. Wood River will play things in from underneath their own basket. Matt Wadalevitz will get it into Powell down here in the corner of the right side. Entry pass. They get it inside to Cooper Wissing. His shot is up there. It's no good, and now we get a jump ball and a rebound as Overmiller and Wissing tie up here on the rebound. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Eagles. So Wood River again will play it in from underneath their own basket with 6:44 to play in the ball game. Wadalevitz looking, and there's a 5-second violation. At the last second, Wadalevitz wanted to call a timeout, but by then it was too late. So a 5-second violation. Wadalevitz unable to inbound the basketball there. That's turnover number 16 on the Eagles. Now Adams Central walked the ball up the floor here. Here's a Barrett. He drives it toward the basket. His off-balance shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Wood River. Coming back the other way, Glow takes it to the far sideline to Powell. Powell now to Wadalevitz out here in three-point territory. Gets it to Dylan Herman at the top of the key behind a Cooper Wissing screen. Now they lob it to Wissing on the right side of the lane. Now to Wadalevitz, now to Powell. Left side, here's Herman for three. Shot good. Dylan Herman hits his second three ball here in this fourth quarter. He's got 6 points, and it is now 37-22. The Patriots leading by 15 points with 6:08 to play here in the ball game. Here's Jake Fowler with the ball. Fowler drives it down to the left side of the lane, goes for the basket. His shot high off of the glass is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Herman. Dylan Herman with a rebound there for the Wood River Eagles. Here comes Powell with the ball now. He stops out here 25 feet away from the basket to Cooper Wissing. Wissing in three-point territory. Comes out to Powell, picked up there by Fowler of Adams Central. Dribbles with the ball to the right side now. He launches up a three ball. It's up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Stein. Outlet pass. Long pass down to floor. The Barrett drives. His shot is up there. Good. Brady Barrett scores on a field goal. He's now got 20 in the ball game. The Adams Central lead is back up to 17 points. We're in the fourth quarter with 5:25 to play. Here's Powell with the ball. Left side of the lane. Lobs it here to the elbow. Herman's shot is up there. It's going to be short. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a foul called here on the Eagles. I think that's Wadalevitz is going to be hit with a personal foul here, or will it? Nope, it's going to be Cooper Wissing. Wissing picks up his fourth personal foul. Into the ball game now for Wood River will be Riley Egger. And coming out for the Eagles is going to be Matt Glow. And now Wood River wants to call a timeout. So the Eagles call a timeout to talk things over. 5 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 39, Wood River 22.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. The winner will play in the semifinals tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock at Gibbon High School against either Donovan Trumbull or Gibbon. Adams Central played Donovan Trumbull a couple of weeks ago, back to the middle part of January. Beat him by the score of 96-58. They beat Gibbon in December 71-34. So the Patriots getting a pretty nice draw here for the Lou Platt Conference Tournament this year. Patriots, the number two seed. They've got the lead here. Shot from the free throw line by Matt Overmiller is up and in. Overmiller now has 6 points in the basketball game. He's a 74% foul shooter in the season. 40-22. Adams Central out on top. The Patriots led 21-11 at halftime. Next shot is up there. It is good by Overmiller. And the Patriots now lead by 19 points, 41-22. 5:12 to play. Here in the ball game from the Patriot gym. Herman works the ball inside. Here's an off-balance shot taken by Armstrong. It's going to be no good, and he's going to be hacked on the arm. Both teams trying to attack the basket in the ball game here tonight. Matt Overmiller is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. Team foul number six on the Patriots. This will be a shooting situation as Trace Armstrong goes to the free throw line for the Eagles. His shot is up there. It's good. That's only the second free throw of the season for Trace Armstrong, and he's hit them both. 41-23 is the score. Adams Central now leading by 18 points here in the fourth quarter. Armstrong's next free throw is up there. It's good. Rattles that baby home. End of the ball game now for Wood River is going to be Cooper Wissing. And coming out is going to be Riley Egger. So it's 41-24. Wood River is trailing by 17 points here in the final period. Adams Central comes back with the ball. That's a Matt Overmiller back in the offensive zone. The Nick Stein out on top now. The Brady Barrett. Goes over on the right side to Jake Fowler. Now to Stein. Holds it. Over Miller on the right sideline. Takes off. Drives into the basket. Stops and puts up a shot. It's good. Matt Overmiller now with 9 points in the ball game, 43-24. Adams Central will lead with 4:40 to play here in the fourth quarter. Both teams, boy, a slow pace here tonight. That's Ryan Powell with it out here in three-point territory. Drives it behind a screen from Burkhardt. Ryan Powell still on the dribble here. Again, another screen, gets away and throws up a three. It's going to be short, and the rebound comes down underneath the basket there by Fowler. Long pass down to four to Overmiller. His shot is up there and in. That's the offense that Adams Central likes to play. Overmiller gets it on the transition and scores easily. He's got 11 points in the ball game, and Adams Central now leads by 20 points plus. It's 45-24. There's a feed into the lane, and a foul is going to be called. Wood River jams it inside again to Trace Armstrong, and he is mauled on the play there by the Patriots. The foul is going to go on Dirks. Ashton Dirks picks up his first personal foul. End of the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Hollister. Also coming in will be Michael Lindblad. Stein is going to come to the bench, or rather checking out is going to be Barrett and also Overmiller. Stein will stay out there. 4:06 to play here in the fourth. Adams Central leading 45-24. Shot from the free throw line by Armstrong is up and in. Armstrong now 3 of 3 from the free throw line tonight. 4 of 4 for the season. Armstrong's next free throw is up there. That one rattles off no good. So his first miss of the season. And the rebound comes down to Ashton Dirks. Dirks on the dribble now for Adams Central. He throws the ball away. Took the pass down the lane to Zach Hollister, who was working the baseline. He threw it too far out of bounds. Turnover number 12 on Adams Central. Now Wood River with the ball with 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. The Eagles are trailing by 20 points. Herman has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to Trace Armstrong. Now inside. The Wissing down in the corner. Here's a shot taken for three by Herman. No good. Foul call on the rebound. A couple of players down. Armstrong is down. Also, Ashton Dirks down for Adams Central. And the foul is going to go on Armstrong. That's going to be his second. So the foul goes on the Eagles. Trace Armstrong whistled for the rebounding foul. His second. 10 fouls plus on the Eagles here in the second half. And going to the free throw line for AC will be Ashton Dirks. He's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line this season. Dirks has not scored so far tonight. Dips the knees, shot is up there, shot is good. Patriots tack on one more. End of the ball game now for Adams Central. Scott, whether as Zach Kierkegaard. And coming out is going to be Nick Stein. So Zach Kierkegaard into the ball game now for Adams Central, a 6'2" and senior, averaging about half a point per ball game in his limited role. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball being tapped around is going to be picked up here by Dylan Herman for Wood River. So Dirks misses his second free throw. Now Wood River comes back and throws the ball away. A turnover on the Eagles. That is 16 turnovers. Now in Wood River, Adams Central comes back the other direction. Winner of this ball game plays in the semifinals tomorrow afternoon against either Gibbon or Donovan Trumbull. That ball game is going on tonight in Donovan. Here's a Jake Fowler with the ball. Now to Ashton Dirks. Circles around, drives the ball into the paint. Comes across the lane now to Michael Lindblad. Lindblad takes it to the far side to shot Zach Kierkegaard. Now to Jake Fowler. Fowler gets it out of the hands of Hollister. Takes it into the lane. It has worked the ball around here, running some clock, and now Dirks will take a three from the left corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball goes to the far sideline. It's picked up there by Wood River, but a pass is intercepted. Driving inside is Lindblad. His shot's blocked, and the ball recovered by Fowler. So AC gets the ball back. Jake Fowler now with 3 minutes to play. Bounce pass into the lane, down low. His shot is up there. It's no good by Lindblad. And the rebound ripped out of there by Cooper Wissing. So Adams Central with 3 shots in the bucket there, and they come up empty. Here's Powell driving the ball into the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Taking a shot for the Patriots was Hollister, but he's also going to be hit with a blocking foul. Zach Hollister picks up his first, and that's going to send Ryan Powell to the free throw line for Wood River. He's got 6 points in the ball game. He's a 66% foul shooter. Adam Hunt comes into the ball game now for AC, replacing Jake Fowler. So Ryan Powell to the free throw line. He was 6 of 6 last night from the line. In the ball game against Centura, but he misses his first one here. Offensive rebound, though, to Armstrong. Armstrong goes to Wissing, and he's fouled into play. So Armstrong got the offensive board there for Wood River, and he's fouled into play here by Adams Central's Ashton Dirks. The second foul on Dirks. That's going to send Wood River back to the free throw line now with 2:46 to play in the basketball game. Cooper Wissing with 3 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. That's going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. The Patriots long pass down to 4. Hollister grabs it, shoots, and scores. Zach Hollister scores. That makes the score 48-25 now. The Patriots are going to put this one away. 2.5 minutes to play in the quarterfinals of this Blue Plaid Conference tournament. Here's a Quinn Burkhardt with the ball. As it's stopped away, now he's going to be hit on the play on the far sideline as the ball goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Wood River. That was Hollister going after the ball and really cut the legs out from underneath the Burkhardt on the far sideline. So they give the ball to the Eagles. And now Zach Foster continues to sub here. We're going to have Blake Overmiller coming to the ball game. Ashton Dirks is going to check out. Hollister is going to check out. 2:22 to play. Adams Central out on top here in the ball game. There's a driving layup. It's going to be no good by Powell, and the ball is going to be recovered here by Christian Hodson, who's into the ball game now. Hodson is 6'4" junior. For the Patriots. Adams Central leading by the score of 48-25 as we approach the 2-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected, and it goes ricocheting off of the back support up there, off of the wire that holds the backboard up there. It's going to be out of bounds, and they give the ball to Adams Central. It was last touch there by Wood River. So Adams Central will play it in, baseline left side underneath their own basket, and now the Eagles are going to send in some more folks into the ball game. Everybody's going to get some playing time here tonight. 2:01 to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central will play things in. Adam Hunt holds the ball here for AC. Far sideline to get it to Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard now to Lindblad as they work it out here to Blake Overmiller. Comes across the top to Kierkegaard, trying to drive it. Pass down in the corner to Hunt. His shot is up there. It's no good. The ball tapped out. Picked up by Overmiller. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Trace Armstrong for Wood River. Down the right sideline to A.B. Rojas, who's into the ball game. Here's a Burkhardt for a long three. His shot is no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up there by Armstrong. His pass right to left across the baseline is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by the Patriots. Blake Overmiller has got it. Overmiller now to Lindblad. His shot is up there for three. No good. Rebound loose in the lane. Scramble is on. Wood River grabs it. And they come out of there with the basketball. Trey Roth has got it. Now down the far sideline. Here come the Eagles. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Dakota Eppering. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central, back the other way, driving for the hole. Here's a shot taken by Adams Central's Kierkegaard. That's going to be no good. Rebound Wood River, running back the other way. A shot is up there by Rojas, no good, and a foul is called. Like a hockey match. A.B. Rojas will go to the free throw line now for Wood River as he was hacked in the arm. 1 minute to play here in the fourth quarter. Coming up, we've got our player of the game and also our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. A.B. Rojas to the free throw line for Wood River. 48-25 is the score. Shot is up there. It's good. That's his first point of the season. A.B. Rojas, a 5'9" sophomore for the Eagles, scores here. That makes it 48-26 in favor of the Patriots. Rojas will have one more as he dribbles the ball at the stripe, launches it, and his shot is good. So A.B. Rojas hits a couple of free throws. That makes it 48-27. The Patriot defense has been good here tonight. Adams Central giving up only 48 points per ball game. Here's a shot underneath the bucket. It's up and in. Adam Hunt scores. First field goal of the ball game for Hunt. Down to 47 seconds to play. Patriots have hit 50 points here. Here's Rojas for three. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to the Patriots. That's a Blake Overmiller. Long pass ahead. They get it to Kierkegaard. His shot's going to be blocked down as Wood River gets back there on defense. Wada Levitz has got it now. Wada Levitz to Rojas. Into the forecourt. Now to Burkhart for three. His shot is up there. It's good. A three-pointer. When Burkhart throws up the high-arcing three ball, that's now 50-30. The Patriots leading by 20 points. Driving down the lane. Here's a shot up there. No good by Overmiller. Ball is recovered here by Hotson. He falls down. He gets the ball now down on the right baseline. His shot is up and in. That's Zach Kierkegaard scoring there for Adams Central. 5 seconds to play. Here's Rojas for three. His shot no good. Juan Levitz comes down with a rebound from the corner. His shot no good, and that's the ball game. Adams Central will move on. The Patriots, as expected, the number two seed here in the Luplan Conference basketball tournament. A little bit scrappy here tonight, but the Patriots win the basketball game over Wood River by 22 points. Adams Central 52, Wood River 30. So the Patriots will move on. They will play the semifinals of the Luplan Conference tournament tomorrow afternoon. It'll be a 4 o'clock starting time on a revised schedule from the Luplan Conference tournament. They'll play either Donovan Trumbull or Gibbon tomorrow afternoon. Those two teams playing tonight in Donovan. Again, the final score, Adams Central wins it tonight over Wood River. The score 52-30. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Pro-Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
Central wins it tonight. Boys High School basketball final score, Adams Central 52, Wood River 30. It was 8-7 at the end of the first quarter. Patriots then turn up the heat a little bit defensively. They outscore Wood River 13-4 in the second quarter. They led by 10 at halftime, 21-11. Patriots again outscoring Wood River in the third quarter, 14-5. They led 35-16 going into the final period. And again, Adams Central wins it by a score of 52-30. So the Patriots outscore Wood River in the middle two quarters, 27-9, to open up the advantage. And AC coast to the win here tonight in the quarterfinals of the Luplan Conference Tournament, 52-30. So the Patriots are now 12-3 on the season. They'll play either Donovan Trumbull or Gibbon tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock in the semifinals. That game will be at Gibbon High School. And Wood River will fall to 10 wins and 8 losses. Adams Central led tonight by Brady Barrett. He scores 20 points in the ball game. He had 12 in the first half, 8 more in the second half. Barrett was 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. Also in double figures, Matt Overmiller. He had 11 points, had a good second half as he scored 9. Other scores for Adams Central, not much there. Calvin Ott had 4 points, 3 for Jake Fowler, 2 points for Zach Kierkegaard, 2 for Adam Hunt, 2 for Zach Hollister, 1 for Ashton Dirks. Nick Stein contributed 7 points tonight. He had a 3-pointer, a 2-pointer, and he was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. But Brady Barrett leads the way with 20 points tonight for Adams Central. Nobody in double figures tonight for Wood River. Riley Egger had 6 points. Ryan Powell had 6. Dylan Herman had 6 points. The other scorers, Cooper Wissing held to just 3 tonight. Trace Armstrong had 3. Quinn Burkhart had 3 points, 2 for A.B. Rojas and 1 for Matt Wadalevitz. Adams Central wins it tonight by 22 points over Wood River. They're in the Loop Line Conference Tournament, the final score of 52-30. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief, ease out of your car, then they come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back at the Patriots gym, Adams Central wins it here tonight over Wood River in the quarterfinals of the Loop Line Conference Tournament, final score of 52-30. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, the Patriots putting 2 players in double figures tonight. Brady Barrett comes up with a team-high 20 points in the ball game. Matt Overmiller also with a good performance tonight as he scores 11 points in the ball game. Nick Stein had 7, so the 3 guys that have led this team all season long, the top 3 scorers here for Adams Central in this ball game. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Well, our player of the game tonight for Adams Central is going to be the guy who led him in scoring again tonight, Brady Barrett. Barrett comes up with a couple of 3-pointers in the ball game. He had 4 2-point field goals, and he was 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. Barrett scoring 12 points in the first half of play, came back with 8 more in a limited role in the second half. So Barrett leads the way with 20 points tonight as Adams Central knocks off Wood River by the score of 52-30. Brady Barrett, our player of the game tonight for Adams Central. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com. Or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Back at the Patriots Gym at Adams Central here tonight. The Adams Central boys coming up winners over Wood River. Final score of 52-30. Adams Central leading it all. The breaks tonight 8-7 after the first quarter. It was 21-11 at halftime. Patriots sent out scoring Wood River in the third quarter 14-5. They had a 35-16 advantage after three. And Adams Central goes on to win tonight 52-30 over Wood River. So the Patriots are now 12-3 on the season. They will get ready for a semifinal matchup tomorrow afternoon against either Donovan Trumbull or Gibbon. Or actually, Donovan Trumbull or Gibbon will be in the semifinals tomorrow, one of those two teams. Those two teams are playing tonight in Donovan in the semifinals, and the championship games will be played at Gibbon High School. So AC has moved on to the semifinals. They'll face either the Cardinals or the Buffaloes tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. The other semifinal game on the boys' side of things will be at 2 tomorrow afternoon. Ravenna and St. Paul is playing in the first game tonight. Ord and Kearney Catholic in the second one. Those two teams will square off at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Gibbon. As Adams Central head coach Zach Foster will join us on the postgame show with Coach. It was anything but perfect here tonight, but a win is a win, huh?
Yeah, you could say that. You know, we talked about in tournament time, you know, the name of the game is just win in advance, and sometimes it's not going to be pretty, and, you know, at times it definitely wasn't pretty tonight, but we got a W.
You got off to a slow start tonight. In fact, Wood River had the lead throughout much of that first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we had a lot of shots at the rim that we normally make that we just didn't finish. I mean, I don't know how many we have, but it felt like in the first quarter we missed 5 to 7 layups around the rim that we usually make, and we didn't make the jump shots, a couple of them that we usually take. And, you know, we can make excuses and say it was tournament time and we were tight, but, you know, we just didn't make plays we're capable of making early, I thought.
Got into the second quarter, and then you really got the offense maybe back up to the pace that we wanted to play. But all night long, it just seemed like a slowed-down type of basketball game.
Yeah, we said at halftime it was ugly basketball on both sides. And we said, you know, we didn't make shots. Well, they didn't make shots either. I mean, they had 11 points in the first half, and they missed a lot of layups. So it wasn't one way. It just, who knows if it was nerves or whatever you want to say from tournament time. But it was some ugly basketball at times.
In the middle two quarters, you outscored them 27-12, actually 27-9, and really had it going your way after that.
Yeah, I mean, I was proud of our guys for not panicking or just staying with it and just playing one play at a time and you know, making enough plays down the stretch to win the game, obviously. But, you know, we'll learn from it, and obviously we'll take it.
You moved into the second quarter, started pressing a little bit in backcourt. Was that an attempt to maybe speed up the game a little bit?
Yeah, we were just trying to do something to get our guys energized. For whatever reason, at the beginning of the game, we were kind of flat and just, I don't know if that carried over into some of the shots we had. We just didn't quite focus, you know. At the last moment, we need to be focusing on making the shot, not just getting there. And we were getting there, but not focusing on finishing the play. And so, yeah, we just tried to press just to pick up the game a little bit, to get our guys to move, get some blood flowing.
A lot of that might have to be going back to our pregame show. You beat a team by 45 points, and I know you guys probably preached it, but, hey, the mind will take over. And,
definitely.
You know, and maybe that's part of it, huh?
It could have been. I don't know. I mean, I think our guys knew they were going to play better, but still, when you beat somebody by 45 the game before, it's human nature probably to not approach it the way you probably should.
So anyway, Brady Barrett comes up with 20 in the ball game tonight. Over Miller with 11. Is pick up their typical selves. It was another average game for those guys.
Yeah, yeah, those guys do a lot for us, you know, and Matt, I know, missed two or three shots he usually makes on the outside and from the inside. And Brady had to work. They junked him early and did a good job on him, and he was fairly patient and had some really good effort plays, I thought, around the basket where he got offensive rebounds and tried to do other things to be a factor in the game.
So now you get out of your routine and get into the semifinals tomorrow afternoon in Gibbon, and then you play again on Saturday, hopefully into the championship ball game. So it's at least you get to play two more games. You got a consolation game or a championship game on Saturday, and that's what you like to do. You like to play three games in this thing.
Yeah, we talked about that in the pregame, just that you know, this time of year is special and it's fun. We get to play, and tomorrow should start a string of six straight ranked opponents that we have to play, and so we'll learn a lot about ourselves, you know, in this stretch. And as far as these 3 days, it kind of prepares you for hopefully the state tournament if we make it to Lincoln, because you got to win three games in 3 days down there too.
You got either Donovan Trumbull tomorrow or Gibbon, a couple of teams you've already seen this year, so that part of the preparation should be all right.
Yeah, yeah, we've seen them, so we're familiar with them, and we know whoever we play that you know, they're gonna give us their best shot. They always do, and it's hard to beat somebody a second time, and we got to be focused on us.
Okay, take care of business weekend. We'll lay you off to Doug. He's going to take you for the rest of the weekend. So,
all right.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
That's Zach Foster, the head coach for Adams Central. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Patriot Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Just got word that Gibbon has defeated Donovan Trumbull tonight. The Gibbon Buffaloes upset Donovan Trumbull tonight, 47-42. The Buffaloes were down by 5 points late in the ball game. They come back and beat Donovan Trumbull. So it'll be Adams Central taking on Gibbon tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock in the semifinals of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Donovan Trumbull, a team that was ranked in the Class C1, so Donovan Trumbull goes down to defeat tonight to Gibbon. Adams Central will play the Gibbon Buffaloes tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock in the semifinals of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Gibbon is a team that lost to Adams Central earlier this year back on December the 18th by the score of 71-34. So a lot of surprises happen in tournament time, and that's the first one right there, is the Gibbon Buffaloes knock off Donovan Trumbull tonight. Gibbon was the number 6-seeded team, Donovan Trumbull number 3-seed. So it'll be Gibbon taking on Adams Central tomorrow afternoon in Gibbon. That'll be a 4 o'clock starting time. And again, we'll have all the semifinals games, both the girls' semifinals and the boys' semifinals tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Saturday, we will have both championship games and both consolation games the same place at Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. That'll do it for us tonight from Adams Central. Again, the final score, Adams Central 52, Wood River 30. For my studio engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.